Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. It is Kim and Mike Burge, and we are so excited that you've tuned in or just happened to be listening at the right time. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they talk about the R word. That's right, ranching. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is going to be winding down, but you still have just a couple of days left through the weekend in Rapid City. If you haven't made it to the trade show yet, it's the largest in the region with over 300 vendors. They have all kinds of cattle and horse shows and sales. Extreme bull riding, rodeo events have all been going on. Special musical events like Chancey Williams and Tyler Halverson today. Just still a lot of activities going on through the weekend. So check it out online at Black Hills Stock Show. Don't miss it.
And did you know in today's competitive market, do you know how you can make sure you get the best price at market? Well, it is simple. You just start with the best. Slaughton Angus's 36th annual bull sale is going to be Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, 115 bulls, 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. You got it. February 12th. That's a Monday. Slaughton Angus Ranch, Faith, South Dakota.
I know, Kim, you have something coming up that is really special, and I'm going to do this first, and then we're going to get to that.
Okay.
This was sent in from Francie here a while back. Symptoms of inner peace.
Oh, okay? I like it.
If you have these symptoms, then you probably have inner peace. Number one, tendency to think and act spontaneously rather than from fear based on past experiences. Number two, an unmistakable ability to enjoy each moment. Loss of interest in judging other people. Number four, a loss of interest in judging self. Number five, a loss of interest in interpreting the actions of others. And number six, loss of interest in conflict. Number seven is a loss of ability to worry, a very serious symptom there. Again, these are symptoms of inner peace. Number eight, frequent overwhelming episodes of appreciation. Number nine, contented feelings of connectedness with others in nature. And number 10 is frequent attacks of smiling through the eyes from the heart. And number 11, increasing tendency to let things happen rather than make them happen. And number 12 is increased susceptibility to love extended by others, as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it. Thanks, Francie, for sending those in. Symptoms of inner peace. And now, Kim, what do you have?
Well, I actually have first an email and then the piece that came with it. The email goes like this. I've been enjoying listening to you on 103.1 Dirt Road Radio out of Moorcroft, Wyoming. We just moved our family of seven, that's me, my wife, and five kids, out to the country about 10 months ago. It has always been a dream of theirs to raise their kids in the country, and they had the opportunity to buy an old rundown ranch and bring it back to life. So that's what they're getting to do. Tyler says he has been in the military for 21 years in the South Dakota National Guard. He found this Code of the West hanging on a bulletin board in one of the barracks on one of his trips to Guernsey for training. He snapped a photo of it to share with his children and thought of it one day when he was listening to us and thought, that would be a good thing to send to you. And so he did. So this is from Tyler Enos, ranching with his family out around Moorcroft, Wyoming. Code of the West. Live each day with courage. Take pride in your work. Always finish what you start. Do what has to be done. Be tough, but fair. When you make a promise, keep it. These are more Code of the West notes. Ride for the brand. Talk less and say more. Remember that some things are not for sale. And more from Code of the West, know where to draw the line. He thought if everybody kind of lived by these, the world would be a better place. Tyler Enos sent that to us. Hey, good luck with that ranch, Tyler, and good luck with that family.
Yeah, that's a handful, five
that
kids,
is,
isn't it?
Absolutely. They're the very best place in the world is to be raised on a ranch. They'll all love it for without a doubt.
And we do appreciate those letters like that. They mean a lot to us here at The Good Stuff. If you'd like to share something, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. And thanks for tuning in on this Groundhog Day to The Good Stuff.